Words from the gospel reading for today. He, that is Jesus, answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." Let us proclaim the message there also. Today, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, is Vestry Sunday in our parish. For almost a century, St. George Anyang has been a place of Christian worship, fellowship, and outreach. And by God's grace, we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the parish throughout the year leading up to St. George's Day next year. But today we pause on Vestry Sunday to gather as a church community, to reflect on the past, give thanks for the present, and pray for God's guidance as we look ahead. I hope that all eligible voting members of St. George Anyang will join us today at 1 p.m. to discuss the stewardship of God's gifts, to discern what we consider to be God's priorities, and to identify those who will take on leadership roles for this year. Last year, the COVID-19 pandemic and measures taken in response influenced the ways in which our churches have had to make necessary adjustments. The most evident for us was the provision of core ministries, which tested our capacity, our determination, and our will to nurture our relationships with God in Christ, with one another, and with our community. And you will recognize that as our mission statement. Nevertheless, with all the uncertainties and opportunities of the past year, we continue to work towards the goal of being a healthy, missional Anglican community. Today's scripture readings for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany point us to some characteristic of Christian life and service. In the reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we are reminded of our responsibility to use the gifts with which we have been blessed to the honor and glory of God. This is what Paul wrote in his letter to the people of Corinth. "If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe betide me if I do not proclaim the gospel." You'll recognize that as 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 16. God entrusted Paul with the responsibility of taking the gospel to different people. And we are aware of Paul's track record, primarily through the letters that he wrote to Christians in different parts of the world, which he knew at that time. And Paul is considered to have been the leading evangelist of the early church. Therefore, the focus of Paul's ministry was not his own privilege as an apostle, but the obligation to serve God by freely sharing the good news of Christ with others. In his letter, Paul also touched on several important principles for ministry. And this is what he wrote: "To the weak I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I might by any means save some people. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings." Again, you'll recognize that from the reading to the letter to the Corinthians, that was read for us this morning. I'm suggesting that Paul is urging us to find common ground with others, to make others feel accepted and be sensitive to their needs and concerns, and that we as Christians must also look for opportunities to tell others about Christ. I'm suggesting today that these principles are just as important for Christians today as they were for Paul and the early church. A close look at the gospel reading for today, you'll recognize that this provides an excellent snapshot of what many believe to be the core mission of the church. Firstly, to serve those who come and see and are in the reach of the church, within the reach of the church, or under its sphere of influence. And secondly, to reach out and share the gospel to those beyond the church. So the gospel reading highlights two aspects of the church's mission: serving and reaching. From the gospel reading, we know that Jesus takes care of those in need of God's healing touch. And he started with Simon's mother-in-law. And as the word of the healing spread throughout the community, many who were sick with various conditions were brought for help from Jesus. But the gospel reading also addresses the need to reach out, to share the word of God, and to invite others in, to taste and see that the Lord is good, as the psalmist invites us in Psalm 34 and verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This aspect of the church's mission is commonly described as evangelism, the winning or renewal of personal commitment to Christ. But my friends, we should not overlook the point that Mark makes in drawing our attention to verse 35 in the gospel reading. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he, that is Jesus, got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. One might conclude that the positioning of prayer in this narrative was deliberate, to show that prayer is the essential link, the glue that holds everything together. Constant and persistent prayer is the foundation of Jesus' relationship with the Father and for preparation for his work. And this serves as an example for us as well. So what is the message to us today as we head into our annual vestry meeting to give an account of our stewardship before God and in the presence of the people of this parish? I hope that we have all had a chance to read the excellent reports presented in the vestry package in preparation for today's meeting. You will notice that these reports and financial commitments reflect both the desire to strengthen our current ministries and also to reach towards the future. My special thanks to those who have served the parish faithfully in difficult and constantly changing circumstances last year, and also to those who have agreed to continue the work ahead of us in 2021 and beyond. So as the scripture tells us, Jesus' healing of those in need and his preaching primarily to seekers and newcomers are linked by Mark in the gospel reading for today. So perhaps this is a very strong signal to us and a good example of a holistic approach to the work of the church. Yes, my friends, the church has done both from its very beginning, exemplified by the ministry of disciples like Peter, mentioned as the rock on which the church was built, and also on the work of evangelists like Paul, who helped to spread the gospel. I'm suggesting that today the church can still do maintenance and mission. The church can still strengthen its core and reach out to others at the same time. So as we look ahead, the ramifications of COVID-19 are still unknown to us. However, in my report to Vestry, I suggested some areas of emphasis which appear to be getting some support for priority consideration in 2021 and beyond. And just to mention a few of them, suggesting to build the technical capacity for hybrid worship and other ministries, to enhance our children and youth ministry capability through the children and youth ministry leader and available volunteers, to highlight the 100th anniversary celebration of the parish, to nurture small support groups, to enhance pastoral support for seniors, particularly those living alone and those with no internet access, to validate and reinforce our Keep in Touch programs, including the prayer ministries and the telephone tree, and to improve our community connections through specific outreach initiatives and collaboration with ecumenical, interfaith, and community partners. Just some things to think about. But I invite you to listen again to the words of Jesus as recorded by Mark chapter 1 and verse 38. And I quote here, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." The words of Jesus as reported by Mark. My sisters and my brothers in Christ, today we have a chance for a fresh start with new ideas, renewed energy, and a firm resolve to see Jesus' ministry modeled in our congregation and in the community that we serve. And may God give us the faith and the courage to persevere. Thanks be to God. Amen.